We're in Megillah, Daf Yud Ches, Amud Aleph, last line. Tanu Rabbanan, Rebbe Braisa. Kara Sirugin Yatsa. If you read the Megillah, Sirugin, we've already learned previously on this Amud, is with pauses. You read, you stop, you read, you stop, you read, you stop. So nonetheless, you're Yotze. Sirusin lo yatsa. What's Sirusin? Rashi tells us, top line, Yud Ches Amud Beis, Lemafreya. If you go out of order, you're not Yotzei, as we saw it in the Mishnah. Rabbi Muna Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Af B'Sirugin, even B'Sirugin. That we said you are Yotzei. It's not so simple. Im Shoha K'dei Ligmor Es Kula Chozel Rosh. If your pause was long enough to have finished the Megillah, then you're not Yotzei. It's only talking about small pauses that you're Yotzei, but pauses that are long enough that you could have finished the Megillah, you're not going to be Yotze with such pauses. So now we're going to have a big debate. Do we paskin like this din of Rabbi Muna? Amr of Yosef, halachak Rabbi Muna, she'amr mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, that's how we paskin. Amr le'abayi Rabbi Yosef, well, what's pshat? K'dei ligmor as kula mehecha dekoi l'seifa, odama mereisha l'seifa. That which Rabbi Muna says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that b'sirugin you're not yotzei if you pause, k'dei ligmor as kula. If you pause, the time it takes to finish it, you have to go back to the beginning and you are in fact not yotzei. What does it mean, k'dei ligmor as kula? Is it k'dei ligmor as kula mehecha dekoi l'seifa? Where I am right now, if I'm halfway through the Megillah, let's say Megillah reading takes 40 minutes. I'm halfway through the Megillah right now. So from the midpoint to the end, it will be 20 minutes. So if I have a 20-minute pause, that's what it's telling me. You have a 21-minute pause, you're not Yotze, and you're starting in from the beginning. Or maybe the pause has to be in order to finish the entire Megillah, regardless of what point you're up to right now. So Gemara concludes, the pause has to be the entire 40 minutes that it takes to read the Megillah from beginning to end, regardless of what point you're up to in Kriyas HaMegillah right now. Why is that the din, says the Gemara? Din kain, if it would be the other way, nasata dvarecha l'shiurin. Then every individual, the time allowed to pause would depend upon where he's holding in the Megillah. And Chazal wanted things to be uniform, and therefore they said, no, the time is from beginning to end, regardless of where you are in the Megillah. So now that we've clarified what this din is, do we hold like this din or do we not hold like this din? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rab, halacha k'Rabbi Muna. Yes, we hold like this. Ushmo Amar ein halacha k'Rabbi Muna. We don't hold like this. Besura mas nuhachi. That's how they learned the Gemara in Surah. But bepumpadisa mas nuhachi pumpadisa. They learned it differently. Pumpadisa, they learned differently. Amar of Kahana, Amar Rab, halacha k'Rabbi Muna. Here, Rav is telling us halacha k'Rabbi Muna. We said that before. Before it was Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Rav. Now it's Rav Kahana Amar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Muna. Ushmuel Amar ein halacha k'Rabbi Muna. Rabbi masni ipcha. Rabbi has the opposite girsa. Rav Amar ein halacha k'Rabbi Muna, as opposed to before, the opinions before it said Rav held like Rabbi Muna. Rabbi Bibi understands that Rav Amar ein halacha k'Rabbi Muna. Ushmuel Amar halacha k'Rabbi Muna. And Shmuel is the one who holds like Rabbi Muna. Am Rav Yosef nakut Rav Bibi bi'altcha. Rav Bibi supports, Rav Yosef supports Rav Bibi's understanding of the Malchukas Rav and Shmuel. Why? De Shmuel hu dechayish liyichido'o. Because it is in fact Shmuel who worries about singular opinions. How do we know Shmuel worries about a das yachid, a singular opinion, when he's against everybody else? This nan, because we have a Mishnah in Yevamis that we just did in the Daf Hayomi. Shomeres Yavam Shekidesh Ochiv Es Achosa. Okay, so I have to understand what's going on over here. Two brothers, one dies without children. There's a mitzvah called Yibum, that the live brother has to do Yibum. He has to marry the wife of his dead brother. So he has two options. One is he could do Yibum, or he could do what's called Chalitza. Chalitza is the equivalent of setting her free. She's free to go marry whomever she wishes. And Yibum is marrying her. So Reuben and Shimon, Reuben dies. Shimon either marries Reuben's wife, or he does Chalitza, and now she can go marry somebody else. So in our case over here, the woman, when she's waiting for Yibam, she's called a Shomeres Yavam. So the case over here, let's see some Rashis. Third line of Rashi, Shomeres Yavam, Mitzapel Yavam. She's waiting for the Mitzapel Yavam. She's waiting for the Yibam to take place. Umitzvah begadol Yabem. The mitzvah is for the oldest brother to the Yibam. Bo'echa minachin. What happens in this case? You have three brothers. One dies. So really, either one, Reuven dies, Shimon or Levi, either one can do Yibam. The mitzvah is, we first go to Shimon. Give Shimon the option. So what happens? The woman, the young almana, in the meantime, comes one of the brothers, let's say Levi comes. No one, Ashes Reuven is waiting for Yibam or Chalitza. Before anyone does Yibam or Chalitza, jumps Levi, and he goes, and he's Makadesh, the sister of this woman, of the Yavama. Her sister. V'kidesh es achosa shal Yavama, ach ashenafla Yavama lifnehen. So on the one hand, she's a Shemeres Yavam. She's waiting for Yibam to be done. In theory, it can be done by any one of the brothers. One of the brothers jumps up and is Makadesh, her sister. So we know that you're not allowed to marry two sisters. You're not allowed to be Makadesh two sisters. Okay, so here, they're not yet, they're not married. She's Shayach. She's waiting for either Yibam or Chalitza to be done to her. So what do we do over here? So again, we have three brothers, one dies. In the meantime, we have two brothers waiting for one of them to do Yibam. Before anything is done to this Shomeres Yavam, one of the brothers goes and is Mekadesh, her sister. Okay? So says the Gemara. So you have a Shomeres Yavam, she's waiting for Yibam to be done. Shekidesh Ochiv Es Achosa. One of the brothers that's supposed to do Yibam, or could do Yibam, he doesn't have to do Yibam, he can let one of the other brothers do Yibam, but one of the brothers goes as Mekadesh Achota, her sister, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, they said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omrim Lo Hamtein, we tell him, wait. Don't marry her. You did Kiddushin. That's the first step in the marriage process. You're not yet married. Wait. What are you waiting for? Ad sheyase achicha hagado ma'ase. Until your older brother does a ma'isa. What ma'isa? Either Yibum or Chalitza. Until your older brother frees the sister. Why? So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, first skinny line, we tell him to wait. Wait for what? Milakonsa. Don't marry her. Until your older brother does a maisa, be yivimto with the yivama. O lachlos, o liabin. Either do chalitza or do yibum. Avabot says Rashi, ba'od hayavama lifnei kulan lachlos o liabin. As long as the yivama is waiting for yibum or chalitza to be done to her. On some level, it's like she's married to each of the brothers. She's not really married to each of the brothers, on some level. Harei lekolecha ki ishto al yedei zikas yibum. Because when you have a yibum scenario, there's a big machlokes in the Gemara over there in Yavamas, but we have something called zika. A zika is a magnetic force that pushes the yavama to the yavam. Okay, it's an invisible magnetic force that puts her as if she's on some level married to each one of the brothers, that's shayach to do yibam. Of course, she can only marry one of them. Chalitza is only done from one, and yibam is only done by one, but on some level, she's connected to each one of these brothers. And va'asu ba'achosa, and therefore, since you're connected to this woman through this zika, this magnetic force, you're going to be asa to her sister, mishum achos isha, because one is not allowed to marry two sisters. So there's a zika pushing Reuven, or the Reuven died. There's a zika pushing Levi, let's say, to Asher's Reuven. So now he wants to go be Mekadesh, and he does in fact go and be Mekadesh, the sister. But we tell him, don't marry her yet, because it's Ki'ilu, you're married to two sisters. It's Achos Isha, it's your wife's sister. The two are waiting for Yibam to be done. Because Savar Yesh Zika, this opinion holds Yesh Zika, that there is this magnetic force that pushes the Yavama to each one of the Yavamim. Afilu betray, even if it's more than one Yavam, there's an opinion that there's only Zika when there's one Yavam, one to one. Once you have two brothers, so then there's no Zika, because to whom is the Zika? But this opinion holds that no, there's Zika to both. V'kosha came b'chad. When there's two yevamim, two brothers alive, there's zika, and certainly when there's only one. Upligi rabbanan alei, and the rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. V'amri they say holu shnei achin hein, since it's two brothers, ein zikaso miyuchedes.
They said, no, there's two brothers. There's no Zika. There's nothing pushing you to this woman.
And therefore, the Rabbanan say, he can marry. It's no problem. He can marry her. There's no Zika. Oh, he's a Yavam. No problem. His brother's going to do the Yibum or the Chalitza. He's off the hook. There's no magnetic force pushing the two together. However, our Gemara here tells us that Shmuel holds like a Das Yachid. Why? Because in this Mishnah, where they show Shemeres Yavam, Shekidesh, Ochiv, Esachosa, you have a Shemeres Yavam waiting for Yibum, and Miwa, one of the brothers, is Makadish, her sister. We tell him, wait, don't get married yet. Until your brother does a Maisa, thereby relinquishing this Zika, destroying the Zika, there's no longer a Zika, then he can feel free to marry this girl who's Mekudeshes to him. But until his older brother either does Yivam or Chalitza, he's somewhat attached to the Yavama, and now that he was Mekadesh, her sister, he can't marry her because it's a problem of, on some level, being married to two sisters. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel holds halacha like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is a Das Yachid, he's against the Rabbanan. Nonetheless, you see, Shmuel is Chayish, he's worried about the Das Yachid, the singular opinion. So therefore, who are the Nar Gemara? It makes sense to say that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Muna, who's also a Das Yachid. Period. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, usogya, hishmipa sofer osios. If the sofer left out some letters, or psukin in the Megillah, the Karna Kore came into Ergamon, and the Baal Kore reads the Megillah, the missing parts, he reads it Baal Peh, like a Meturgamon, a Metagim, just like a translator says things Baal Peh, your Yotzei. Meisvei, Tana, in a contradiction, hayu ba osios, mitush toshos, if you have smeared letters, letters are smeared. Omakuraos, they're torn. Im, so is it kosher or not kosher? So it says, right, so im rishuma nikar ksheira. If the rishum, if you can make out what those letters are, so then the Megillah is kosher. Vim lav, if it's not, vim lav psula. If you can't make out what those letters are, so then it's going to be puzzle. So what do you see over here? Why don't we just say that you're reading over Baal Peh, reading over these letters and these psukim? Like the previous Brisa said. The previous Brisa says, if you're missing some letters of psukim, no problem. Just read Baal Peh. But this Brisa says, if the letters are smudge and you can't make out the letters, then it's possible. And it's the Gemara, hello, Kasha. Ha-bakula, ha-bimiktasa. It depends how much is smudge. Smudge means, and you can't, if it's smudge and you can't make out the letters, it's as if the letters aren't there. So if you're missing all the letters, so then the Megillah is psula. If you're only missing some of the letters or some of the psukim, so then you can read over them Baal Peh. Tanu Rabbanan, Hishmit Ba'akori Pasuk Echad. Let's say the Ba'akori misses a pasuk. Lo Yomari, shouldn't say Ekras Kula. I'll read the rest of the Megillah, Bi'achakach Ekra Osa Pasuk. I'll finish the Megillah and then I'll come back to the pasuk that I missed. Don't do that. Elakore me also pasuk ve'ela. Go back to the pasuk and go straight, because we know that the Megillah, Hakras Megillah Mafreya Lo Yotza. That's our parak. We also saw it in a braisa at the top of the page. Sirusin Lo Yotza. Nichnas the Beis HaKnesses. This happens sometimes. Person comes to shul umatzat tibra shakor chetzia, and he finds they've already started the Mikra Megillah, particularly by the women. They go to the Megillah reading. They have a kriya especially for women, by a man reading for the women. And a woman shows up and she's a few minutes late and she missed the first few psukim. So maybe she can hear the rest of the Megillah and then go back and hear the first few psukim. Lo yomar ekra chetze imatzibor. She shouldn't say, oh, or he or she, anybody should not say, I'll hear the second half of the Megillah with the tzibur, ba'achakach ekra chetzia, and then I'll hear the first part.
You can't do it l'mafreya. You can't go out of order. You have to start from the beginning and go straight to the end. The Mishnah told us, misnam name. If you're reading misnam name, then you're yotza. So now the Gemara wants to know, what is misnam name? Misnam name is half asleep. Hey, chidami misnam name, how do we define this term misnam name? Amar Ravashi, nimblonim tirvlotir. He's sleeping, but he's not sleeping. He's awake, but he's not awake. He's nishta here, nishta here. The kurlev ani. If you call him, he can answer, he can respond. But he's not awake enough that he can give any svara that requires any thinking. But if he's reminded of something, then he would remember it in that state. So that's the state of misnam name. And akore misnam name, the Mishnah told us at the beginning of the Perek, Kara siruganu misnam name yotze. If you read it misnam name, you're yotze. So they point out that only if you read it misnam name. Person listens to the Megillah misnam name, he's not yotze. Because he for sure missed letters, words, psukim. Okay, continuing on in the Gemara quoting the Mishnah. If you're writing the Megillah, or you're giving shir from the Megillah, or you're correcting a Megillah, if you have kavana to be yotzei, mikra Megillah. Hey chidami, what's the case? Yes, the Gemara first middle sized line. Eid the kamisader psuka v'kasadla. If you're arranging each pasuk one at a time. He thinks what the pasuk is supposed to write, and then he writes it down. He keep leave it my habit. So how is it going to help him? Alpehu. That's considered to be Baalpeh. Okay, again, either kamisader psuka. Rashi says the kamisader psuka al peva kosa loktani yatzai de kriyas oso sidur. It can't be, because you're doing it bal peh. You're reciting it maybe as you write it, but it's not written. Because of law, kikivin liba my ave. What does it help if you have kavanah to be yotze? You're not reading from a Megillah. Al peh, it's al peh. Ella, the kosa psuka vakarile. First, you're writing the psukim. And then you're reciting them. Not that you're first reciting them and then writing them. First you're writing them and then you're reading them. You're reading them from the Ksav. Umi Yotza? Are you going to be Yotze with such a Kriya? V'amar Rabbi Chel, v'amar v'chama barguya, v'amar Rav. Halacha k'divei v'amar kula. We have a machlokes in the next Mishnah, in Yud Testament Aleph. How much of the Megillah must be read in order to be Yotze Mikra Megillah? And we paskin k'divei ha'omer kulo. We paskin that you have to read the entire thing. There are different 2, 3, 4 opinions over there. The Mishnah, the Braisa. However, v'afilu l'man d'amar b'ish Yehudi, even according to the opinion that says, in order to be yotze mikra Megillah, you only have to read from ish Yehudi ayah b'shushan abira shmo mordechai. Nonetheless, tzricha should take suva kula. The argument over there is only how much you have to read, but everyone agrees that the entire Megillah has to be written down. Now again, you could be missing psukim, random psukim, and as we said before, and just read over them ba'al peh. But you can't have a Megillah that's empty. It's mostly empty. You're writing the pasuk, you're writing pasuk aleph, there's nothing there. All there is pasuk aleph, and you're reading pasuk aleph. That can't be. You have to have a full Megillah, even though parts in the middle might be missing, but you have to have ksuva kula. So what's the case over here? El demancha Megillah mikameh. You know what the case is? He's writing a Megillah. And how do you write a Megillah? You have in front of you a Megillah, and you're copying from one Megillah to the next. El demancha Megillah kameh, but karela mina psuka psuka v'kotzavah. He reads, v'hibi me'achashverosh, ruachashverosh, amalech moroz v'akush. He reads pasuk aleph, and then he writes it. But he's reading it from a kosher Megillah, says the Gemara. If that's the case, we should say that this supports Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asur Lichtav Oz Achaz Shalom in Aksav. If you're a sofer and you're writing a Megillah, you're not allowed to write even one single letter without looking in Aksav. You can't write it from memory because we're afraid you're going to make a mistake. This has nothing to do with reading the Megillah, not Kriya Al Peh. You're not
This is a din in writing a Megillah. You're not allowed to write a Megillah, not one single letter, without first looking at a kosher of Megillah. So it sounds like since we've established our Mishnah, as he has a kosher of Megillah, he's reading the kosher Megillah while he writes his own Megillah, and if he has Kavanah while he's reading the Megillah and writing it, he has Kavanah when he's reading it, he's going to be Yotze Mikra Megillah. So it sounds like, Lema Meseir, should we say that this supports the opinion of Rabbi Bar Chana, that you are in fact obligated to have a kosher of Megillah there to copy from. Says the Gemara, lav dafka. No, this doesn't prove anything. Dilma de Isrami le Isrambuyeg. No. It could be that in the case of our Mishnah happens to be that you had a kosher of Megillah in front of you, but it certainly does not prove and does not even support that which Rabbi Bar Chana maintains, that you must copy word for word the Megillah and you must have in front of you a kosher of Megillah. We're establishing our Mishnah as a case where that was the case, but not that you're obligated to do that necessarily. Gufa. Now we're going to discuss this again. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, also lichtov osachas shelo min haksav. You're not allowed to write one single letter, shelo min haksav. Meisvei, we have a Tanaitic contradiction. Not really. We have a stira from a brisa against Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Shimon Elazar Maisa Rabbi Meir Shehalach LaAber Shana. He went to make a leap year Basya. V'lohayesha Megillah there in a place called Asya. There was no Megillah. V'kasva Milibo. He wrote the entire Megillah Baal Peh without having anything to read from. He wasn't copying. He wrote it all from memory. Vikara, and that was the Megillah that they used to fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So that's a very strong kasha on Rabbi Bar Chana and Rabbi Yochanan. You see that Rabbi Meir wrote it from memory. So you maintain that you have to copy it. You can't write it from memory. Here you see that Rabbi Meir did it. Rabbi Yavo, shiny Rabbi Meir, the Mekayim Bey. Rabbi Meir's different because upon him the pasuk is fulfilled. V'afa pecha yeshuru. Negdecha. The pasuk says, "Vafapecha yeshiru negdecha," and the pupils of your eyes shall look straight in front of you. Meaning, he had the whole Torah clear in front of him. He knew everything. If he could write the entire Megillah from memory, that's very, very impressive. So he is a person who is holding in Kol Torah Kula, Reb Meir. So that's not a kasha. Can't ask a kasha from Reb Meir on regular people. Reb Meir could do it. The rest of us can't. Amalei Rama Baruch Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti. My vafapecha yishur negdecho. What is this pasuk referring to? Amar lo elu divrei Torah. How do you know? Dichsiv buhu. We have another pasuk that says, Hasoif einecha bo veinenu. Close your eyes from it and it is gone. Person closes his eyes from learning Torah, he has a hesach hadas, and he forgets everything. Rashi says, "In tichpol einecha mimena, harei mishtakachas mimcha keheref ayin." Like the blink of an eye, a person who is meisiach das from Torah, he forgets his Torah. V'afil hachi miyushar nein etzel Rabbi Meir. Even though it's so easy, a person can, with the blink of an eye, can forget his learning, by Rabbi Meir, it was all clear in front of him. Rav Chisda Ashkechel Rav Chananel. Rav Chisda found Rav Chananel. Davakasa Svarim Shalom Niksav. He was writing, he's a sofer, he's writing Svarim, but he's not, does not have in front of him a Ksav. He's not copying from a Kashura Megillah, or any other sefer for that matter. He said, yeah, you're a gavaldi Talmud Chacham, and really the whole Torah can be written, is roi to be written by you. You know everything Baal Peh. But elakacham ruchachamim, what are we going to do? The chachamim instituted, and we're misakein, and we're gozer, osur lichtav os acha shalom neksav. You're not allowed to write a sefer without having a full sefer in front of you from which you can copy. Every letter has to come, has to be copied. And the fact that he said the whole Torah is roi to be written by you, you see, even though it was clear in front of him, he was a tremendous baki, photographic memory, he knew all Tanakh Baal Peh, you still see that he was told that it's aser. You have to copy. You have to have in front of you the text.
Oh, I asked the Gemara, the Rabbi Meir Kosav, what about Rabbi Meir? Why did we let him do it? Answers the Gemara, Shasat Chak Shiny. It was different by Rabbi Meir, it was a Shasat Chak. If he wouldn't have done it, they would not have had a Megillah, they would have had to be Mevatel, Mitzvah, Mikra Megillah. So in general, even for Rabbi Meir, it would be Asa. In a Shasat Chak, a person that things are so clear to him, he has a photographic memory, he can write without making a single mistake, he can write the whole Torah, the whole Megillah, whatever it is. So then it would be mutter, b'shasad chak. But in general, it's aser. Abaye shara l'debei bar chabu l'michtav tefillin and mezuzahs shalom v'neksav. Abaye allowed them to write tefillin and mezuzahs without copying, to write it from memory. Kiman. Who does that go? According to Kiai Tana, like this following Tana, Desanya, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omer, Mishun, Rabbeinu, tefillin and mezuzahs nechtavos shalom v'neksav. Tefillin and mezuzahs can be written Shalom and Eksav. You're allowed to write tefillin and mezuzahs from memory. Why? We'll soon see. Ve'ein tzrichos sirtut, and they don't need sirtut. Sirtut is the lines that are scratched into a Sefer Torah. That's not their spam. That is there as a... That's halacha l'moshe b'sinai. That you have to have sirtut. So here he's saying tefillin and mezuzahs do not need sirtut. Ve'hilchoso, but the halacha is, and Rashi tells us, kach halacha l'moshe b'sinai, tefillin ein tzrichos sirtut. Tefillin do not need to have those lines scratched in. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Mezuzos tzrichin sirtut. The mezuzos do require sirtut. And idi v'idi both tefillin and mezuzos nichtavos shalom min aksav. Both of them are written shalom min aksav. You can write tefillin and mezuzos from memory. My time. Oh, why are tefillin and mezuzos different than everything else? Migras grisin. What does that mean? Rashi says shkuros b'fi hakol. Because everyone knows the parashios of Shema, V'hayim Shemoa, Kadesh, and V'hayaki V'yacho, that which is written in the Tefillin, and Shema, V'hayim Shemoa, from the mezuzahs, everyone's familiar with it, and therefore they were not gozer in such a case.